Okay, but then you have to be quiet, and I'll tell you the story of the screaming potato.
Yay!
Okay, now be quiet. Once upon a time, a farmer went out to his garden to get some potatoes for his supper. He took his spade and stuck it into the ground and turned up some earth, and with it, several potatoes. You know how potatoes grow? They grow underneath the ground, and there's a stem, and there's leaves on top, and the roots come out of the bottom of the potato. So he turned these potatoes up. Mm-hmm. He turned the potatoes up, and all of a sudden, one of the potatoes began to scream. The potato screamed and screamed. And the farmer said to himself, I don't want to have a screaming potato for my supper. And so he took that potato and put it back in the ground and took the rest of the potatoes he had turned up and took them home for supper and ate them. Naturally, he didn't tell his wife about the screaming potato. Now, sometime later, when the weather was getting cold out, the farmer knew it was time to bring all of the potatoes that were still growing in his garden into the house to store for the winter. So the farmer took several bushel baskets and his spade out to the garden and began turning up all the potatoes that were left. When he came to one potato and brought that out of the ground, it began to scream. So, this time the farmer said, well, I want to have all my potatoes in the house this winter, and I'll even take the screaming potato. So he took all of the potatoes and put them in baskets and carried the baskets down into the cellar underneath his house, where it was nice and cold and where the potatoes could stay fresh all winter. Now, every time that the farmer's wife needed some potatoes, she would go down into the cellar and bring some up in a pot to cook. The screaming potato was all the way on the bottom of one of the bushel baskets, and she couldn't hear it. But as the winter went on, and she took more and more potatoes out, that screaming potato was closer and closer to the top of where all the potatoes were.
You mean the wife?
The wife used to take, that's right, she used to take the potatoes out of the cellar. What?
Daddy, why do you always talk to me on
TV? Well, listen, you're not letting me tell the story if you keep talking. So listen, and I'll go on with the story. Now, at night, sometimes the farmer's wife used to hear very quietly, and she used to wonder what was that noise that she was hearing at night when it was quiet in the house. And she got more and more worried that there was something wrong. Now one day, she went down into the cellar to get some more potatoes, and she came running out, frightened. The farmer said, what's the matter? Why are you so scared? And she said, there's something screaming in the cellar. The farmer said, oh, that's only a potato. Don't worry about it. She said, a potato screaming in my cellar? I won't have it. And she went down to the cellar and started taking out potatoes until she found the screaming one. And she brought it upstairs and said, I'm not going to have a screaming potato in my house. I'm going to get rid of it. She took a knife and she cut the screaming potato into 6 pieces and threw them out the window. But you know what happened? The screaming potato didn't stop screaming. All the pieces screamed. And now there were 6 of them, all screaming, going, ah! You have to be quiet so you can hear the rest of the story. Don't keep screaming and screaming. This isn't Jack and the Beanstalk. Now, there was so much screaming outside the window that the farmer's wife was very angry, and she said, I'm going to get rid of those screaming potato pieces once and for all. And she picked them all up and took them out to the garden and buried them so that nobody could hear them scream anymore. But, you know, all of those pieces of potato have eyes on them. You know what an eye on a potato is?
Yeah.
Those are those little dots on the outside of the potato, and that's where new parts of potato grow out. No, it's not the kind of eye that you see with. It's the kind where new leaves grow out from the potato. And so when she buried it, she didn't really just bury it, because when you bury a piece of potato like that, it's planting it.
Yeah,
it's just like planting it.
Yeah, waves, and then cream and potatoes will come out.
And so, since it was the end of winter, all of those pieces started growing. And each one became a potato in its own right. So that the next summer, when the farmer was digging for some potatoes late in August, and he needed some more potatoes, he turned up 6 screaming potatoes. And that was much louder than 1 screaming potato. Well, the farmer said, I'm not going to put up with another winter of having potatoes screaming in my cellar. I'm just going to get rid of them. I'm going to boil them and mash them. Luckily, the farmer's son was standing nearby when he heard what the farmer was going to do with the potatoes. And he said to himself, I don't want him to take those potatoes and mash them. I'm going to protect them. So he took all the potatoes to the chicken coop. And he put a chicken on each potato. The chickens thought that they were eggs, and just sat on the potatoes and kept them quiet, so that his parents couldn't hear that there were screaming potatoes in the chicken coop. And every day, for the rest of the autumn and all winter, the farmer's son went out to the chicken coop and taught the potatoes not to scream. I couldn't make them keep quiet. That's silly. Nobody ever heard of a screaming potato that kept quiet. Did you ever hear of that? No, that's silly. Instead, he taught the screaming potato how to sing. So instead of screaming, the potatoes were singing. And they were singing all different kinds of songs, like the Star Spangled Banner, Old MacDonald, and Auld Lang Syne.
Auld Lang Syne.
And so, in the spring, when the chickens were flying around and wouldn't sit on the potato anymore, the potatoes were not screaming anymore, but they were singing. And when the farmer's wife would pass by the chicken coop, she would hear, not screaming, but nice singing. She was very pleased, and she said she would like to have those potatoes come and live in her house so that she could hear their singing. And the farmer said that those potatoes were so good that maybe his friends would like to hear them. And he used to invite people to come to the house to hear the potatoes sing, because they were very good.
Yeah.
And sometimes when they'd have special talent shows at church or at school, they would take the potatoes, and the potatoes would sing for people. They'd get on the stage, and they would sing. They'd bring the potatoes on the stage. And the potatoes were so good that the boy kept teaching them and teaching them how to sing different kinds of songs, and eventually went on the road with his potatoes to all different cities all over the country where the potatoes would sing for people. Until one day, potatoes were on television, and people all over the country could hear the potatoes singing, and they were very famous, and the boy retired very happy. And this day, the potatoes are living somewhere in Idaho, singing away. And they've had children, and all the children potatoes are also singing. And that's the story of the screaming potato.
Now, take me here today.
Okay.
Yeah.